In our previous show, we began
what?
A discussion of how one could give his child the dalaminim to be mekayim the mitzvah of chinuch of dalaminim, if, as we learn in our Gemara here, Masechet Baba Metzia, Daf Yud Beis, that everything that one gives to his son, certainly if it's a son who's samach al shulchan aviv, who's dependent on his father, belongs to the father. So we haven't fulfilled the mitzvah of the child isn't owning this dalaminim, even if the father gives it to him. Forgetting, without even going into the issue that the Shulchan Aruch that we quoted in the previous year in Simen Tov Reish Nun Ches discusses how you're going to get it back from the child. So, as we said in our previous year, we quoted of Machloikus HaPoiskim, Ramosha Feinstein's Zatzal, and the Shevet Alevi from Ravozna's Zatzal. If one is Mekayim Mitzvah Chinuch, if the mitzvah is not being fulfilled the way the Torah told us to do the mitzvah. Ramosha says that one doesn't fulfill Mitzvah Chinuch that way. And therefore, says Ramosha, the only way you could fulfill the mitzvah that is the child to fulfill the mitzvah chinuch of a child with dalaminim is by actually buying your child their own dalaminim. Rav Ozna, we quoted, disagrees. Rav Ozna says, in order for mitzvah chinuch, he brought rayas, we mentioned them, you could fulfill mitzvah chinuch even with esrig hashol, even an esrig that was only bought. That's not owned by the child. Rav Moshe Sternbuch in the Mayadim Vizmanim Chelik Vav Simen Memhei discusses this issue, and actually he uses a concept that we discussed in the first of our series of Shiurim regarding this issue. We discussed in our shiurim if a person can use his child to be zoichen the eriv that he's placing for people in the city or people in his courtyard, even though he's a child who's samach al shulchan aviv. Rabbeinu Tam said that you can't. Says Rav Moshe Sternbuch. But we quoted, and it's interesting, he doesn't quote this Ramban. But we quoted in the first of the series of Shiurim the opinion of the Ramban, where the Ramban says that if you give something, if the father gives something to a child, even if, as we learn, that the halacha is that anything that goes to a child, and certainly if the child is a katan, hasamach hashochan aviv, belongs to the father, in a situation where we know that the father, when he's giving the child the gift, means that it should be the child and not be his, then the halacha is that it becomes the child's. The answer, and he says, otherwise, how could a woman ever be yoytze mitzvah stalaminim? Because we quoted that certainly according to Rabbeinu Tam, and Rav Moshe Sternbuch doesn't make this point, but even according to the Ramban, that the Ramban says that when a father gives a gift to a child, the child becomes the owner of the item. Everybody agrees by a wife, we say, so how could a husband give his wife the dalad minim? And she will kaim the mitzvah with those dalad minim. They never become hers. Because what's the answer? The answer is that if his intention of giving the dalad minim is because he wants his wife, he wants his child to be mekayim the mitzvah, even though Chazal said that everything that is given to the wife, or in many cases that's given to the child, belongs to the father, belongs to the husband, when it's clear that that's not what the husband wants, because the husband wants that his wife should be able to be yoytze the mitzvah. The father wants that his child should be yoytze the mitzvah the way the Torah tells us to be yoytze the mitzvah. There the halacha will be, the halacha will be that the child indeed becomes the owner of these dalaminim. The wife becomes the owner of these dalaminim. But then, he has a different issue. He says, if we're learning in our Gemara that anything that that is by the child who samach al shulchan aviv belongs to the father, so how could somebody buy dalad minim, even from boys, from children, boys who are over by mitzvah, if these are boys who live in their parents' home, so it's not theirs to sell, because everything they own really belongs to the father. And in fact, he quotes Reb Yitzchak Zilberstein, that you shouldn't buy dalaminim, not only as the Mishnah Berurah says, don't buy dalaminim from ketanim, even dalaminim from adult children who are being supported by their parents, also you're not buying it from the true owner of the father. So he says that the dalaminim you're buying from this child, belong to him, and he could sell it. What goes to the father is only, the money that you're giving to the child. But the money you're giving to the child has nothing to do with the dalaminim that you bought. And therefore, you could be mekayem the mitzvah that way. As we continue discussing this question, there's a question regarding mishloach manos. Are you yoytze mitzvah mishloach manos when you give mishloach manos to a katan? The Aruch HaShulchan in Ora Chaim Siman Tov Reish Tzadikei Sif Dalet Paskins, that somebody who gives mishloach manos to a katan is mekayem mitzvah mishloach manos ishler reyehu. He says a katan is also reyehu. However, the Ben Ish Chai says that you're not yoytze mitzvah mishloach manos when you give mishloach manos to a katan. However, here it'll work just the opposite way. Because if we're saying that a katan has samuch al shulchan aviv, a katan that's being supported by his father, everything that he receives is really his father's. So now let's think about it. If you give shulchan manos to such a child, and the way we're learning in our Gemara, it makes no difference if he's a katan or a gadol, as long as he's samach al shulchan aviv. But whatever you're giving him is like you're giving to the father. So even if there's going to be a discussion if a child is or isn't considered re'eyu, everybody is going to agree that the father of the child is re'eyu. And if you're giving the shalach manos to the child, you're fulfilling the mitzvah, not because of the child's shalach manos, but you're fulfilling the mitzvah because of the shalach manos that you're actually, in essence, giving to the father. But as much as this goes this way in this question, it goes another way in a different question. There's someone learning in yeshiva, and somebody has maisa money, and he wants to give his maisa money to a boy who's learning in the yeshiva. So I saw that the Mordechai says in the name of the Meram Rattenberg that if somebody separated my sixofim, he can't give it to a boy who's being supported by his father. Because even though the boy has no income, but whatever we give the son who's being supported by the father, it's like you're giving it to the father. So if the father is a wealthy person who's not entitled to get nicer money, you can't give it to the son, because whatever you give to the son is like giving it to the father. Although, as we quoted in the first of this series of shiurim, the Rama draws a distinction by gifts between a katan who samach al shulchan aviv versus a gadol samach al shulchan aviv, meaning that Rama says that by mitziyah, as long as the person is being supported by a father, the halach is any mitziyah that's found goes to the father. By matana, the Rama says that's only by katan samach al shulchan aviv, not by gadol hasamuch al shulchan aviv. But as we discussed in that very shiur, not everybody agrees with that remark, and there are rishonim that say that the Gemara does make this nafkamina and doesn't make a difference of a katan or a gadol. If the samach al shulchan aviv, the halacha is everything belongs to the father. So if a boy is being supported by his father and the father is wealthy, you can't give ma'aser tzafim to that boy. However, what's the halacha by matanos lavyoyim? The Mishnah Berurah in Siman Tov Rish Tzadik Dalet Sifgotten Gimel paskins that you can't use ma'aser money for matanos lavyoyim. Matanos lavyoyim is whatever money you have, you could do, it's not ma'aser money. And therefore, matanos lavyoyim, the poskim paskin, you can give to the child himself, certainly if the child is a gadol, and certainly according to the opinion of the Rama, that gadol, even a samach al shulchan aviv, you could give him a gift and it'll be his, not his father's.